welcome to another episode of Gilligan's Isle of ADD. So first, I just wanted to apologize for having not done a show in a while. I was on vacation for a bit, and when I came back, I had a bunch of ideas as to sort of what to talk about. And so I did a bunch of shows, but the app seemed to lose the audio. And I actually replied to a few people, and that wasn't working. So anyway, I'm in the studio, and I've got a few minutes, so I figured I would do a quick show. Going to go back to trying to use the app as soon as I have some time. I've kind of lost track of what we've been talking about on Anchor because I haven't had a chance to listen a lot either. So I got to get back and at least listen to everybody's latest episodes. I know I talked briefly with Tim about from Gothridge Manor. He is the manager of Gothridge Manor, but when heroes come back with a bunch of treasure and how the economy can change and things like that. So he had a little call in about that. So I'll probably put that in on here, probably at the tail end of the show, just because I don't have the audio here. So I agree with Tim. I need to keep that in mind, especially if I'm running sort of a home base thing. That's sort of my plan, is to increase prices of things and obviously not always have everything in stock that's in the PHB and those kinds of things. That's stuff for me to think about for the next time I run a game. As it stands right now, I'm not probably going to be running a game for a while. I just was a player in Return of the Blue Baron on God Emperor Leto 2's channel on YouTube, which was a super bunch of fun, playing Blue Home. And that was super good. And then just lately, I was actually going to run a game, but my cousin, he had come up with a different game, and it was hilarious. We played sort of basic fantasy with some 5e stuff like advantage, disadvantage, and what else? Inspiration, of course. But it was super off the wall. I had posted about it on my blog. But basically, we were a bunch of prisoners being sent off to a coliseum to fight. And things just got strange and weird from there. It was super fun. So hopefully we can keep that going. There was one comment at the end of the session that we always seem to start sessions, but we never sort of finish a campaign. And which is kind of true, but it's also partially because sometimes we take a long time till we get back to something, and then it's like nobody remembers what the hell we were doing. So like the first thing that I ever ran for them, I think I ran 10 sessions, and it wasn't quite out of ideas, but it just kind of got pooped out. And then we sort of took turns doing a few one-off sessions, and I ran Mutant Future once for them, which was fun. And yeah, so now we're back and we're sort of starting. So I'm kind of enjoying being a player actually right now. So that's my talk about RPGs for the time being. The next thing I was briefly going to talk about, and I know everybody else was talking about it a while ago, but just sort of like what you're reading. And I've been reading tons of Rick Riordan. I read all of the Percy Jackson books, and then I read the Heroes of Olympus books, which are also really good, sort of a continuation of the Percy Jackson series. And then I just read two of the three Magnus Chase books, which are really awesome. They're like Norse mythology, and they're really good. And I have the third one, however, I bought it for my wife for her birthday, and she hasn't read it yet, so I have to wait for her to finish reading it. I'm currently reading The Trials of Apollo, and I'm just almost finished the first book. And it's good, but it's sort of, so far, it's the one that I haven't quite liked as much as the other books. I think I'm probably going to read the second one just to be up to date with it, because some of this stuff crosses over a little bit. But I was going to say, if there's any one that I could recommend highly, though, it was Magnus Chase was really good. I enjoyed both of them. And The Heroes of Olympus was interesting. It wasn't just centered around Percy. It was centered around a bunch of them. And both really good books. So those are the two I can suggest. And then the other one, which I haven't had a chance to read, but a friend of mine wrote a book called No Heroes, and it's on Amazon. It's by Jay Hall. So I have to get that one soon and check it out. But I'm sure you can get it on Kindle and stuff. I don't know what the price is, but you can check it out on Amazon. Might be cool. I'm guessing his last one was cool. So yeah, check that out. And I think that's about it for me today. It's just going to be a quick one. All right. Cheers, guys.
Hey Shane, Tim Shorts from Gothridge Manor. I also had with Darren about the shopping, but the brief shopping lists on BX and that make it much quicker. It's usually when they run into town and they're shopping at different places that it comes into play. One of the things that I have now in my current campaign, they're in the village of, or the, just a small hamlet, but there's a small couple set of businesses there, so it really limits it. And the costs are about 50% higher just because of the distance and because it's a hot spot for adventuring. So it's a seller's market up there. And it's been interesting role playing that and having the players react to such the higher prices and whatnot. So it can be fun, definitely, when it comes to the economics of a region. So, all right, Shane, take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.